So we have to be Mishra on the same thing, that the whole world is Mishra, that was the internet, you know. So I give you first my the first thing, what it is, it doesn't matter. But I perhaps told you once, according to my opinion, what does it mean? Ein apitropis l'arayis. What does that mean? You heard that. Ein apitropis l'arayis means, according to a lot of people, means that you can't be sure. You can't be sure everyone is particularly a Rambam. By me, I'll say, miutom b'arayis, rubom b'gezel, v'kulom tavak losh nore. But according to Ein apitropis l'arayis means kulom b'arayis, no? The name. No, it's not like this. Apitropis l'arayis doesn't mean Rabban Leib also, you know, or the Rambam too, you know, or the Ramban also, you know. No, it doesn't mean that. No, it doesn't mean that. So what does it mean? Apitropis l'arayis. So the chayr means like this. What is apitropis? Apitropis is a person which has seichel, which make decisions for a person who doesn't have seichel. That's apitropis. No? So beneath the dan is Rabban Leib has seichel, and the tzibur has no seichel, and the Rabban Leib gives out hanchayot to the tzibur. On that it says ein apitropis l'arayis, that this doesn't help. But that's what it says. It says ein apitropis l'arayis. No, it won't help. That thing doesn't help. It's needed because otherwise the people will sleep. But helping doesn't help. No, because in apitropis l'arayis. That means you can't be seichel on someone which has seichel, because you have no seichel and you're seichel on him. And that doesn't do the job. What? It's a ganz push to pshat. It's very simple, very straightforward. Reading positive at the words, you know. Apitropis means, I'll ask him, you know, he'll. No, then, are the other one doesn't come?
Sure.
Look, now he'll kill me. And you can't take it in front of the ventilator. It's not so functional now. So it says, we speak about the internet. And so the first is that it says, Ein apitropis l'arayis. Yeah? So what does it mean? That everyone is koshut, everyone does it, you know? So really think, by me, it says, miut b'arayis. It says, miut b'arayis. As it stayed by me, it said, miut b'arayis, rubom b'gezel, v'kulom b'amak v'osh n'orayis. Do you really think Rabban Leib Yosef also perhaps? You know, the Rambam, yeah, Mr. Marichet, yeah, the Ramban Eichet, was a bit mishugibist. This is Apitropis is a man which has Seichel, which is in charge of a man which has no Seichel. That's what is called an Apitropis. So, it benignidon means Rabban Leib has Seichel, and the Tzibur has no Seichel, and now Rabban Leib gives out Hanchayot for the Tzibur in order they should be nishma from the arayas. On that it says, ein apitropis l'arayas. On that it says, that doesn't do the job. Okay? That's what it says. Ein apitropis l'arayas. Rabban Leib is the apitropis for the tzibur, but it will not help. That's what it says by me. Ein apitropis l'arayas. That this mahalach is not helping. It's for sure needed. Because you have to make a seirus. And when you want to make a seirus, you're still stumpy asleep. But you have to make a seirus on work. You have to make it serious on then work. Because work will do the job. That you don't need apitropis, that you have your own seichel. Then that could be, that helps. But the moment that you have no seichel, and you're stumped soimach on what the other one does, this will not do the job. It will not do the job. No, it won't do. It is needed, for sure. But it won't do the job. Yeah? I think it's very obvious that what it says. So, it's questionable whether the arayas is the main problem or not. Yeah? But it doesn't matter to me. Yeah? The why it says ein apitropis l'arayas? Ein apitropis l'arayas. You can move in front whenever you want. You can lift that whole thing up. I could move really in front, you know? Yeah. Now it's better?
Good.
I think so. So why in apotopus l'arayis? Why arayis? This will be very near to what we speak now. Right, because Be'ayrayas, it says, Nafshe shel odom mechamdoso. That means there is an intrinsic rotzen from the odom there. And when there is an intrinsic rotzen there, then apotropis doesn't help. Whenever there is no intrinsic rotzen, there's no intrinsic rotzen about kneve, right? The way the apotropis goes on the yesemim, you know, and you have to be nizah that they should make the wrong decisions with the kalka and things like this. There's no intrinsic rotzen. That could be a mistake. Yeah, could be a mistake, and there could be a temptation. They could be persuaded or things like this. You need the apotropis, and he'll take charge, and that's okay. They'll be safe. It'll be safe because there's a question that you make the wrong decision. Obviously, it's not a question of the wrong decision, because that this decision is already made in your stomach, you know, because that means nafshu shal odom hamdoso. The decision is already there. And now we have to fight this decision which is already there, because the rotzen is there. So the rotzen is there, and you have to fight it, and that another seichel doesn't help. It's only your das which helps. Another das doesn't help. Of course, that was as I made that. Of course, you need all these kinasim, and you need all these sisayos, but it is a chuchel v'tilule. Whenever you are making a kinasayos, and you don't give the tzibur a kli to work with, yeah? Okay. So there are kelim which are very important, which are called chasimot. That means you distant. We'll speak about that. You'll see immediately. You'll distant. You make a distance between you and the axis. Because over here is a deep thing, but the question is whether this is the whole Eitzah. Really, why does it help a filter or something like this? Why does that help? Yeah? Filter is not a busha. Busha is a different thing that you make. There are people that make that with me. They say, I want you to survey what I do. You know, I never look at that, but they feel that I look at it. Okay.
Don't tell them.
Yeah. But okay, it's fine. So I get it. I have an email with all the zevil comes on it. I put it there, you know. once in a while I look, you know, it could be that he listens to the van. You know, once in a while I look, you know, I really once in a while I look, but not always, you know. For cooking stuff. But no, it is. But it is another thing. But the filter, it's not a boucher. What does the filter do? And that is a very deep thing. This is the most inhuman thing which is happening in technology. And the inhumanity goes like this. That already the Mekubalim say. Mekubalim, the Ramak says, the only one where the Rotzen and the Yecheles are together is the Borei Olam. By him, the Rotzen makes immediately something. When the Borei Olam wants something, the reality is there. There's no. But the Odom is not liberal like this. The Odom has a Rotzen, and there is far away from his rotzen to the actualization of his rotzen. And that's called avoide. That's where you grow. You will have a rotzen, and you want to reach somewhere. It doesn't matter to me which rotzen. Zeloch Badli. I know big people which they grow in business. But they grow because there are obstacles there, and they have to deal with people, and they have to deal with difficulties, and they have to deal with, and they grow with that. They are better in handling people. They are more understanding that not everything goes to according to what they want, because it's better when they, you know, when they, for example, when they had in the shtachim, they paid people $100. That was a schar minimum. And then they came, that's not inhuman, you have to pay them $600. And then they told them, they are not worth $600 a month. They are not worth the money. And then came the taina, the very interesting taina. To make them work better is not that you are making them more, you give them another line of work. When you make them work more choshuv, they will produce in a more important way, and they'll be worth more.
Migrant workers, people from Africa, in the Shtachim.
No, in the Shtachim, they're Arabs.
Arabs who are like doing labor.
Labor, yeah, okay. Labor. But when you make that the labor is choshuv, they'll produce choshuv. They will be worth for 600. Mm-hmm. So then came, now they're only worth 400. You know, they'll be worth 400. But they admit, you know, that's an aliyah of a businessman that he sees that. Business doesn't mean only to squeeze out the person till his last drop of blood, you know, and that's what I have the most out of the person. No, I'll have more out of it when he has a choshev misrat and there's a choshev environment. That's aliyah. I saw people were early in that. They have an aliyah because the rotzen to have money has many things on the way, which that doesn't happen yet. Yeah. And that's the way a person steigs. That's the way the whole world grows. That's aliyah. That's aliyah of the world. Technology wants to make that gap smaller. The whole teichen of technology is that your rotzen and the yechilis, they are closer than what it is. And you have to, even when it's simple technology of putting out seeds in the field, you know, you don't do it by hand. Because in a half an hour, you do what otherwise you do for 5 days. That's technology. That means you want the seeds in the field. But to do that by hand takes you 5 days. When you have a technology, it takes you half an hour. So the rotzen and the yecheles are closer. Only half an hour. Yeah? They're closer. So the internet is a spitz of that. The internet is a spitz that when you want something, tuck, it's there. It's unbelievable, you know. You have these, all these, you have these computers, which they say, by us and by our computer, to start up Windows, it takes only 30 seconds. Twice we feel this getting them time twice. And then you think yourself, you know, that guy can't come to his office. He makes kvetch, and then he's massaged his chair, and then he puts away his coat, and then he will make himself a coffee, and then till he finishes all these things, every computer will be on. Yeah? Now, but then you pay a huge amount of money to change the whole market, because I can make a kvetch, and only in 30 seconds I have one of these small ones, which even these four colors, they are not, they come together by the Windows 7, but they are not, till they cannot come together, it's already on. Yeah? It's on. Yeah? Yeah, because it goes on a card, it has not a lot of memory. I didn't buy it because of that, I buy it because I got the right on it, you know. But that's why on semis, that's a choshuva zah, that's a choshuva thing. So that was is the problem. So where's the problem? You have a rotzen and you have a yecheles. What do you do? So now there are two ways. Now there are, you have two points to it. Now what they do with the filter, they put the yecheles away again. You know, it will take time. When you want it, you don't immediately have it. So you put, that's a technical thing. That's a cold turkey, because you know, you have a filter, and then the yecheles is gone. It takes your time. You can't really, when you want something, you don't have it immediately. Or you don't have it at all, or you have to first say, yeah, this site, because it's taka, it's a woman there, but it's a site for the Beis Yankif. You know, there are certain filters with everything, when it says woman, it doesn't give you, you know. But you want to look what the Beis Yankif does, you know. So you have to say, no, I want to have an exception. And then you have to wait till they give you the exception. And then you can look in the Beis Yankif in Cleveland. Yeah? Because it's girls' picture advice, yeah. But you have to have an information, so they let you. But it pushes away the yecheles. You don't have to yecheles immediately. And once in a while, you don't have to yecheles at all. Good, very good. But there's another thing. The other thing is that you have to work on your rotzen. You have to work on your rotzen and say, no, it is not my rotzen which guides the world. No, it's not my rotzen. And this is the Iker Avoide. Rabbi Sol says Avoide means that you don't go after your rotzen. That's what Rabbi Sol says, what Avoide is. Huh? That means Avoide. You don't go after your rotzen. No, you don't. You simply don't. And we don't want that. This is a thing which we intrinsically don't want. We don't want to work on that we shouldn't go after our rotzen. Why not? So there is a deep thing, why not? It's mutstak. Why not? Because it creates pressure. And I have to decide, no, I don't go after them. No. And then you pressurize yourself, and then you won't be productive. Or you will be OCD. Or you'll be some other ways, you'll be distorted, you know. it won't be a good matzah to go stam after your yotz, not after your yotz. That's very dangerous, because you put yourself under pressure. You know, you will be very, you'll have this. Everyone knows, you know. You're under pressure. You don't have to be under pressure. I hold you don't have to be under pressure at all. Rabban Leib is not under pressure at all. When you look at him, this man, you know, he decides the most dangerous things in Klal Yisrael, and he is so relaxed. There's no pressure at all on that man, you know. No pressure at all. Gurnished. No pressure. Bichlol. He's very frum. No pressure. So don't tell me, you know, he came to a level which is so frum that there's no pressure anymore, you know. No, there's no pressure. It was never pressure. Chamoish was never under pressure. Chamoish was never, Chamoish Soloveitchik, I knew him, was never under pressure, never. The Mashgiach was working like a madman. It was not under pressure. I was under pressure. When I was going with the Mashgiach, I was pushing. I simply got such a stomach ache I never had in my life, you know. It was 10 days within America, and this man worked hours and hours and hours and hours, and I was young and he was old, you know. And I couldn't bear it. I was out. And Mashgiach went further on. Very nice. No problem, you know. That's no problem. What happens over here? Why are you without pressure? Now, this is a deep thing in your own work. And I only saw that. I saw it now. I only saw this. And this is a thing which you have to work by yourself. And then you can also educate youngsters, even children, for that. But I was now in the... When I went to America, I was in that problem, caught, you know. I was caught in this problem because... And you would see my schedule, then you would see the schedule is absolutely insane. Insane. Because I couldn't sleep. I arrived de facto an hour later because it was British Airways. They were great. It's the Heathrow Airport is the Ericsson. On British Airways, zusammen with them, you know. Always it's a little bit late, it's a bit cheap airline, I don't know what that is, you know. So the kids this is a good with British, yeah. I wasn't good. Perhaps it doesn't go with me, you know. But so the British, they came late to New York. So we're in New York late, only 12 by night. After 12 we landed, until you go out of this passport control in New York, you know. And then the next day, 7:55, the flight is leaving to Miami. Yeah? So you can't sleep. And it's Erev Shabbos then, it's Friday. And then you have to say Shabbos Avad and speak with people. And then Shabbos by day, you have to say two shiurim. And Motzei Shabbos, you have to say one. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, you go back to Lakewood, you know. You know, you don't sleep simply, you know. So people told me you will faint, you have sugar. So it was a danger. I once fainted on the airplane. That was 50-50 with the Skedai. Not sure. Because I got business class afterwards. So I always had a suffix whether it was Skedai or not. 50-50. But it's not so gishmak, yeah? Okay? I don't know whether the British would give me business class. That's how they don't look like, you know. whether it's good. So I didn't want to faint. But what do you do? So what would be your normal reaction? Your normal musturishim on balabos, the way it was mine, would be, you have to dagger for yourself and take a book which you like to read or some own backyard to take with you, your own little thing, you know, and then a little bit a day, you know, just chill out, you know, for an hour or for half an hour, and then you'll have koyach again. I thought about that first, and then I thought, no, that will be the biggest mistake, because that will kill me. You're staying this tension between what I have to do and what I want to do will just grow, and I will be dead. No, I put my Watson aside. How do I do that? I do it because I am needed. And when I am needed, that doesn't create pressure. the pressure which you have from you that you have to do things is not because you don't see that you are needed. You only see that you have to do it or you want to do it. But there's a need for you. And you would see that there's a need. I saw it with my eyes. That there's a need for me. These people simply need me. So I'll do what I'm needed for as long as I can. And when I will be tired, I go to sleep. But I'm needed. When I am needed, I'm not pressurized. Why should I be pressurized? You are needed. Yeah? When you are needed, you understand that there is someone in your emuna, it's the Beroilum which needs you, or there are other people which need you. When you do something which is needed, that doesn't create pressure. And you can put aside your rotzen. What the person has to know is that he is needed from the Beroilum, or he is needed from the tzibur, is needed. And it's not his own thing. He is needed from someone else. And this is the thing we lost. But as the whole Torah mitzvah is not needed, but that when we are making Torah mitzvah, it's not needed. It's an obligation. It's a pflicht. It's an obligation, a duty. No, it's needed. A duty, I have to first see, someone needs me. Someone needs me, yeah? In my mitzvah, someone, the Boreolam needs me. That's the whole Sha'ar Aleph from Nefesh HaChaim. Or from other people, I am needed.
But why does that take away pressure?
What?
Why does that take away pressure? Why would that take away the pressure?
Because I see that there's someone, that it makes a difference in their reality. And as much as I can do that. As much as I can, I fulfill that need. It is not something which I decide. It's not all depending on my decision. The pressure mostly comes from that I have to put on pressure in order to create that I shall go against my will. You know? I have to put on pressure. How do I make that I don't go after my rotzen? Because I machriach myself not to go after my rotzen. That's the pressure. I'm not machriach myself. I see I'm needed. I see I'm needed, I do it. As much as I can, I do it. I'm simply needed. Yeah? So it is not because I was machriach myself, and I'm machriach. There is a need for me. Now you have to understand where you are needed. But when you are needed, it's not your own decision which makes that. It is the need from the other which shows that you have to do something for him. You know, he wants something from you. Then still, of course, you can't. It's needed to clean the road. To clean the road or to clean the street, and it's needed to wash the dishes in the yeshiva or things, but it's not you which is needed there. So I have to know, where are you needed? Okay, but when you are getting that you are needed, this is not your decision and your lachatz which makes you that you don't go after your rots. That's normally what happens. I decide not to do it. I make a decision. No, it's not your decision. You see the chush that you are needed today. A lot of people don't see that they are needed. Yeah? And once in a while it begins, I think this one begins also in the chush. We spoke about that a lot of times. We'll see that it begins with the chush. The chush you are needed. When you learn in Mir Yeshiva, you are needed not to show up in the first Seder because someone else needs your place. There we are. That's the amount you are needed in Mir Yeshiva. You are needed not to show up. Huh? Very nice. It's a disaster. Where are you needed to be? Nowhere. Where are you needed that someone needs you? No, no one needs me. You know, you can go around your day. No one needs you. I have a Bentir which is learning well. He told me, I now see why I feel so good at home. Because at home is the place where I see that I am needed. I am needed. What I do makes enough kibbutz. I'm needed there. And in Kehl, yeah, I'm steiging. And I'm not needed. So you have to create that you are needed somewhere. Okay? But
seemingly, Lindsay, one of the best examples I can think of someone who's for sure Batson feels needed is a mother, right? The whole house needs her. She has 1,000 things she has to do.
Yeah, but it's because the pressure which is there, because the needs are contradictory and overwhelming.
So isn't Rabbanan Leib also in the same situation?
No. Rabban Leib, he can't compartment that. He can say, now I'm needed for him. That was his godlessness, that he am needed for him. But the way that he stays without any pressure is because he puts his own retainers aside. that guy doesn't think about what he wants.
So no. Even though the mother feels needed, but she's needed two ways, so that's what makes a pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rav Aharon Leib also has that, but just he's able to mesader them properly.
Okay, mesader them properly. I didn't ask him. But for sure, but everyone I tell him that the Baron Leib functions like this, they say, Avada, Anahol. He just puts away his own rotz. He puts away. The way he sits on his nice bed, you know, with a stender in the back, you know. So, or without anything, you know, in the back. Just like this. No, I need to say Mishain, the law no say. Kaid, I don't say, Ma'ata rotze. Or what's better be roiling from here? What's better the Gemore do? I need it to know. Yeah, I need it. So it's all other changes by him, the whole thing. And you would say, that's uppermost pressure. It's zero pressure. Zero. That guy's 98, and he laughs at you, too, you know? At a good chush humor, you know? And he'll laugh at you. He'll make a joke about you. He's 98. Eh? You don't see anything on him.
I could have people, someone who has a job, I hear that it would be easy for them to do this, but someone who's sitting and learning in Kolos, where is he going to
be needed?
Practically have an
That's a problem. But I only want to tell you, what we have to think, how can you work on our rotzen without creating pressure? And then we'll see, I can't go after my rotzen because I'm needed.
It has to be even the Yachas of the Baruch Olam, though. I'm saying, I'm saying that's copy of the Koyla. It's not only a need that we see.
Yeah, but actually, the whole Shah Allah from Rabbi Chaim is that he said, you are needed. That's what he says in the whole Shah Allah. I was even only now on that. It's not only that you make enough kemina, you are simply needed. And that's what he screams at you. Don't tell me that you are not needed. You are needed. Yeah. And that's the yesod of our emuna, that we are needed from the Bo'ra Olam. We are not even on that. Yeah? We think it's hashkofe. You know, it's the way that you are able to produce without any pressure, without any.
So can we tie back to the technology now?
The technology is that you put too much emphasis on your rotzen. You are used that your rotzen has to be there or pressurized away. No, you're simply needed. You are needed. A younger man, they said yesterday, my daughter, we had over here a whole beuve, you know, the whole beuve came up. So no one was able to go, but my wife planned to go. So my daughter went. Abrams, she called that she went. It was said that there was a young man, it was 5 hours on the internet, and then even more, and then she took a patish, bah, and crashed the computer, and then he went away from home. That was a simple thing. But this guy, okay, never mind. But this guy was not needed anywhere. He pushed, who is toleli maratzon shelo, but who the tragedy of that guy is that you can sit 5 hours and do nothing. Yeah? Because you are not needed. When he would be needed, he would say, no, so I have to put that rotzen away. Even though the rotzen is there, that's like, because the rotzen is there. That's the point. The rotzen is there, cries for fulfillment. And then it's ein apitropes. Okay, you can make chasima. That means you take the yicholes away. But you have also to say, you know, but you can't go like this with your retainers. You can't do that. You have to do something with these retainers, you know? You have to do something with them. The work on Rotzen, the Bepashas that Rabbi Sola says, the work on Rotzen means Avdus. And what is this? Avdus means I don't go after my Rotzen. That's Eved. Yeah? What is Eved? Eved is needed, no? When Eved is not needed, this is a cruel thing. I think even in
it's also
up yalocha.
To ask them to do
something which is not needed. Right? Yeah, it's also up yalocha. Also yalocha. Yeah, it's a most thing. You have to. The evid is someone which is needed. That's the ghetto of an evid. So you are needed. So avdus means not going. That's Rabbi Sol's doctors. Yeah, avdus means not going after your training. So what's made avdus? Avdus means you are needed. Yeah? And not only this, not going after my attorneys, pressurize myself, I'm an avid. What's his avid? I'm needed. And then I don't go after my attorneys.
But a person really has to get to the level where he feels like Hashem is needing his specific avoda all the time so that he can be. That's a very, I'm saying.
I need, by me. I am needed to say shiur. And now, because I need to say shiurim, I have to be a little bit erlich to try to prepare the shiurim. So I can't the whole day sit on the internet, even on kosher internet, and simply looking about whatever ich weiß was, whether rain is in Shanghai or whether there is research. They call it making research. You know, I can't. I have to say shiurim. I'm needed. You know. So that makes a hagbalah. A evit means I'm needed. Okay, so that's right. Our emunah to be a evit from the beroilam the whole day, so that's a big madriga. But I only tell you, there is this other side of avoide, which is needed in to deal with that internet, because you have the rotzen at the yecholis. So you push the yecholis away, but you have to do something with the rotzen too.
Whole concept of the oil, the oil helps create the need, or what's that's if you can't manage the need, then there's the oil anyway. Meaning that it's an altar or mitzvah, that's something different.
It's a need, like all. When a poro has an all, it's an all because she is needed to carry that vegale. And all is not only. You put the all on a say because it's needed. That's what it says. All is the tzirich habalavos. When it's not the tzirich kor, the tzirich, the poro in poradumo. When you put something on her for her own tzirich, that's nothing. But it's the same thing on her for the tzirich of the balavos, that's all. And all these others that serve for someone else. So we don't see that, you see? We don't see that. We would have to go into that and say, aha, though over here here is the kesher for nemune mit avoide. You see? Because you have to be a maimin that you are needed. But then you have an evet. Emune brings to avoide. The Chiddush, we always thought emune brings to emune. No, emune brings to avoide. You need it, okay? But that was the tkuva, a little bit of. We have to go further on perhaps on that. So now next week will be Chanukah, and Chanukah will be Hallel, and because Chanukah will be Hallel plus Chanukah, three zachs. Yeah? So I don't think that we'll make it 49 because it's fair enough. And so it's Chanukah. We have to see it. It's also Hallel, you know, and it's a concept, I said. Perhaps we'll be in contact, but by the time next Chanukah, but for the beginning of Chanukah, then we will take it a little bit with the Hallel. What needs to do? Yeah. Okay?
Last year, the rule spoke about davening from the Amud Hallel.
What?
Last year, the rule spoke about how we davened from the Amud.
Yeah.
Hallel on Chanukah.
Yeah.
Amud was a big.
Yeah, I have to daven. Yeah, the first day. We'll see. Okay, Zagzon. Adkar.